This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Australians were shocked last night and this morning to learn of how Australian cattle are being treated in Indonesia after being exported live. Dr. Bitter Jones is the RSPCA's chief scientist, and she's with me now to tell us a little bit more about what is going on there. Hi, Dr. Jones.
Hello.
Now, tell us a little bit, firstly, about what was revealed on the Four Corners program last night.
Well, what they showed on Four Corners was the result of an investigation by Lynn White of Animals Australia, who visited 11 different slaughterhouses in Indonesia in March this year. When she came back, I looked at all of that footage. As a scientist, I've gone through it and looked at the impact of on the welfare of the animals involved. Now, that all sounds very clinical. What was seen was absolutely appalling. It is the worst animal cruelty that I have ever witnessed in 20 years working for the RSPCA.
Really? That bad?
Yeah, it is just awful. And it's not, these aren't isolated incidents. This is a systemic problem in Indonesia, and it's been facilitated by the live export industry. They have known about it, and they have not been truthful with the Australian public in terms of the way in which animals are being treated.
Can you tell us explicitly the kinds of things that you saw?
Look, it's really disturbing to go into this in detail, but what happens to Australian animals is they are nothing short of brutalised to actually move them into a position when they can be slaughtered. And that involves things like tail breaking, eye gouging, hitting, kicking, kicking in the face, just awful things that are happening to these animals on a nightly basis.
Why do they do that, though? I mean, why are animals needing their tails broken? I don't understand.
It's because the handlers involved don't understand how to move cattle, and that is a clear problem.
So they're lacking skills?
They're lacking skills. They're largely unskilled workforce. The industry tells us that they go in and train these people. In the places that Lynn went to, 9 of the 11 places had a restraint box installed that had been put there by the Australian industry. It even has LiveCorp MLA branding on the box. Those places, Australians have gone in and trained those workers, and even there, we still saw these abuses happening. When the animals are actually moved into the restraint box, what happens to them next would be prosecutable as cruelty in Australia. The box itself doesn't restrain the animal. It just holds it in a place where the workers can rope the legs of the beast, and then it falls over, trips over onto its side, onto a sloping concrete slab. Obviously, it's very traumatic for that to happen. The animal then tries to get up and repeatedly slams its head against the concrete. Then their throats are cut while they're fully conscious.
So in Australia, can I just ask, in Australia the animal would be stunned first, would it, or something?
Yeah, absolutely. In Australia, an animal would walk into a restraint box, be held in a comfortable position, and within 10 seconds would be stunned. Everything that happens to it after that point, it's totally unconscious. It isn't aware of it at all. In these boxes, it takes five minutes from the time that the restraint begins to when their throat is cut, 5 minutes of extreme stress. The skill of the slaughterman is just so poor. Even in these places where the industry has gone in and trained, the average number of throat cuts was 11. So they just don't know how to treat animals humanely or how to slaughter them humanely.
I mean, from my own travels in Indonesia, I found there wasn't much respect for animals just in the culture. And I think maybe it's a reflection of the fact that when human life is cheap, animal life becomes even cheaper.
That is a problem, and we have to remember that most of the countries that Australia exports live animals to have no animal protection legislation. Now, they may have human rights issues as well, but they certainly have animal welfare issues. What the Australian public needs to ask is, why would an industry knowingly export animals into a country where this kind of treatment is going to be the norm? It's time that the industry actually really admitted their failure to protect the welfare of Australian livestock, and it's time that the government used this information to act to end this trade.
Can I ask, how would you like to see the system change to ensure that animals are treated better and that this kind of cruelty doesn't happen to Australian animals?
It's absolutely simple. You slaughter them here in Australian abattoirs where they are under the care and protection of Australian law and the standards that we have here, which are very high. What's happening with exporting animals overseas is it's competing with the domestic meat processing industry. Mm. It's basically cannibalising that industry by taking the animals that could be slaughtered here. There is no shortage of market for chilled or boxed meat.
I've just seen in Indonesia at the pasar how the meat hangs. It's not refrigerated. It just hangs in a market, an open market, and a lot of their meat isn't sold under refrigeration. Is that one of the reasons that animals are sold there live?
Well, that's one of the ways in which the meat is sold. I really don't see that as a justification for this kind of cruelty. But the way in which these animals are slaughtered, they're cut up on the floor in appallingly filthy conditions. So again, you know, it's not just an animal welfare problem. There's a human health risk here too, because that sort of treatment of meat is very unhygienic. So the meat that's actually in those wet markets is not safe protein, and that's the sort of clean green image that the industry would like to portray. Well, it's just very misleading.
Absolutely. And so for people, just briefly, who are concerned about this, and how can they get involved in your campaigns?
Look, they can go to our joint campaign website, banliveexports.com. They can look at footage. If they haven't seen it, I'd urge them to do that, even though it's very difficult to watch. Mm. And then I'd urge them to take action. They could easily do that from the website by calling on the Prime Minister to end live exports.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's Dr. Bitter Jones, the Chief Scientist with the RSPCA. That website was banliveexports.com.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.